Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me. This broadcast is being recorded and aired for August the 11th, 2024. And we're going to talk about something very difficult for people to understand, and it has been glossed over a great deal, so we'll take a look at it. This particular question comes from Luke. I don't know who Luke is. I've never heard of him, you know, personally, until I got this email a few days ago. And he's kind of borderline Christian, doing that kind of thing that people do, and that's all right. And he said, why do or did so many people hate Jesus and, in fact, all spiritual masters, as you talk about? I listen to your program regularly and find it interesting. I'm glad you find it interesting. Most people don't even take the time to listen to it, but I am grateful that you do, and thank you. Luke, you got to understand a few things, and maybe I can shed some light on it. First of all, if people don't like it in general, I mean the majority of what they teach, and if you look at Jesus, he taught the Beatitudes. Really, that's his main teaching. It's about forgiveness and love and how to enter into consciousness. And if you're ever really interested in understanding it all, take a look at my offerings on Christ consciousness. It's on the website. You can download it if you want to make a donation for it. It's a long series, but it's very, very important. You have to understand what he was all about. He was not about overcoming the Roman government. He was not a political or social kind of guy. His work was revolutionary in the day and shocking, just shocking to most people, because he was talking about forgiveness, compassion, meekness, humility, love, and all the things that bring love into this lifetime, even into this world. But most people, they're just not interested in love, not at all. They don't really look at love and understand the nature of it and what it takes. We think love is emotion, and, you know, I either love you or I don't, and I can't help how I feel. Most people do not have the courage to love. And if you listen to the Buddha or you listen to Lao Tzu, who ran away from his students, you will understand that love is a tremendous threat to humankind. It seems to be a tremendous threat to our survival, because it means sharing. It means giving. It means forgiving. It means putting another person first over ourselves. And we're just not interested in doing anything like that, not even remotely. It's all about me, my, and how I get that from you. If you have what I want, how do I get that from you kind of attitude. So when you look at world politics and you look at our nation and this election year and how crazy things have gotten, and you really start seeing what's going on in the course of your lifetime as far as love is concerned, you have to ask yourself, which is bigger, the state of my love or my bank account? The state of my love or the people that love me or I love, things like that. We just don't get it. We're not into love. It's just not something that is of much interest. We think of it as a natural phenomenon in us, but it's not. Human love is very testy, very critical. It's very fragile. It doesn't emulate into anything other than hate. You will see that when you think you love someone, you also have the great capacity to not love them, to literally hate them. It's all there. You can get angry and hostile, and the human being gets frustrated. There is nothing that frustrates people more than love. They just let this idea of right and wrong and good and bad just tear apart at their life. And they do it with great gusto. So when you ask me why were they always trying to kill him, Buddha was running from his family all during his life, had to live in the woods and stay away from them. They wanted to kill him. You know what happened to Jesus. Socrates was poisoned. He was tortured and poisoned. And you just go on and on. You start looking at it. Lhotse running from his students, running from humanity. These are all metaphors. No good thing lasts too long here in this world, if you haven't noticed. And when it does, there's always someone there trying to tear it apart and make it seem ridiculous and that you're being cheated because you're helping someone else. Long ago, I was in a counseling session with a young man. And I was very touched by this. He wasn't a rich person. He worked very hard. He was doing labor in the fields. And we were talking, and he seemed a bit edgy. And I looked at him, and I said, "What's going on?" And he said to me, I'm hungry. I didn't eat today." And I said, "Why?" And he said something really interesting. He said, "I saw a person who needed to eat more than I did." I was so deeply touched and deeply moved. He said, I'll have money tomorrow for food, but maybe this is a forced fasting for me," he said. "And maybe there are things for me to learn in this fasting." When I offered him lunch money, he looked at me, he said, "I could take this from you, but it would do me no good at all. I need to fast. I see it quite clearly," he said. And he hugged me and left. You know, I never saw him again. But I always wondered, what happened to that beautiful young man who realized he needed to fast? He needed to do the things within himself that would have brought some clarity into him. He gave his money, his lunch money, as it were, to someone else for the sake of helping them. And he wanted nothing in return for it. When you start teaching things like this, Luke, you become immensely unpopular. And great spiritual masters teach this kind of thing. First you, then me. Just that simple phrase, first you, then me. And because that is so deeply important, most people just don't get it. They say first me, and then if there's anything left over, there might be something for you. That's your problem. What we don't see, Luke, is that everybody's problem eventually becomes our problem. What everybody does in concert with their anger and their hostilities eventually comes to us one way or the other. Are we willing to fast from those eventualities? That's the question. Well, that's why people wanted to kill Jesus. Socrates was considered a heretic and ruining the youth of the world, of their world, with his teachings of insight and compassion. So, it's something that is relative to your own sense of being. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? Do you want to continue on, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, as Jesus put it, or are you willing to let the great love that lives within you live you? First you, then me. Hope that helps you, sweet man, and thank you for your kind words. Well, that wraps it up for the weekend. I'll be back on the air next week, and if you have any questions, You can email me at greg@aspire.org. Thank you for listening. And as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.